Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by Elite Services Quality Clean, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? Well, you don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Elite Services Quality Clean is here. That song just gets me in, like, the best mood.
Oh, I know. And the more and more I think about it, the more it's like when Dad sat here, I'm like, I could not picture him bebopping to that song, you know, and then come along with me, girl, on a magic carpet ride. And I'm going... Yeah, he would never say that. So the song totally fits more of me.
I know. I love it. I mean, every time I want that to, like, be blasted, like, through your office, like, whenever somebody walks in. But I don't know if that'll fly.
Oh, I can make it fly.
I can, like, put together a PowerPoint of, like, why that should be your theme song.
Oh, no, you don't even need to worry about that.
I love it.
We'll just start doing it. You see, okay, so Dad's out right now. Prayers for him. He's got pneumonia. So we're not exactly sure when he'll be back. You know, he's also a former heart patient, so pneumonia for him is not that great of a mix. So he's getting a lot of couch time at home right now. And he would much rather be out and about and seeing the folks, but he's got to take care of himself first. So I say all that to say, while he's out, you know, while the cat's away, the mice will play, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I usually go in and make all these changes. And he comes in and goes, wait, what, what? And then everybody's like, but it's working. It's like the movie 9 to 5, you know, where I go and make all these changes and all of a sudden he gets the credit. So there you go.
Exactly. You know? That's why we love you, Liz. And of course we love David. And I mean, my prayers are with him. I mean, yeah. You know, David, he's such a workhorse. I mean, he loves what he does.
He's
so passionate. Yeah, he's
a My mom calls him at 7 o'clock at night. Your dinner's been cold on the table for an hour. Are you coming home or what?
You know? But it's obviously so passionate about the work that, I mean, he does and his clients. I mean, you guys just, you know, always give, you know, great, you know, quality. I mean, yeah. There's nothing better. I mean, it's in your name. You know, it's not clean unless it's Elite Services Quality Clean. And I know that, you know, David really, you know, lives and breathes that for sure.
He does. He instilled that in us. I mean, my word, he started the business when I was in diapers.
Aww.
You know, so I mean, that kind of gives you an idea
out of his garage, right?
Yeah, well, we're out of his living room.
Yeah,
and a little pickup truck and a little portable machine in the back of his truck, because he did not like the company that he was working for was doing bait and switch, and that bothered him so very mm-hmm. much that he's like, I do not want to be a bait and switch person. He's like, I will not. I refuse. And so he went out on his own and to do his own thing, and he clawed his way all the way to where now we've got a 3,400 square foot shop where with a 20-foot by 20-foot pit floor in it for washing rugs, complete with a drying chamber that can handle it, you know, and all the finishing area that we would need to get the work done, you know. And the business today, yes, he's at home sick, you know, trying to recover from the pneumonia, but the business is still running. His team is still out there. It's still hitting it hardcore.
Yeah, absolutely, you know? Which is so great.
It is. And that's just because we love to take care of the clients and keep his legacy going.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
what we do.
I love it. Well, I do want to encourage our listeners, you know, if there's anything that you need to ask, any questions, any comments, you can give us a call. You can give us a text at 850-437-1620. Last month, you teased me. You said you had some really good news and some really exciting things that are coming to Elite Services Quality Clean.
I did. Okay, so back in March of 2019, yes, 2019, David Saborn, our rug tech, and myself, we went to Jacksonville, and we became certified in rug cleaning. While there, and this is this shop that we got to visit and actually got to do hands-on experience in, this is where we got our design ideas for our rug shop here, and that's what we started implementing, is what they're already doing in Jacksonville, and this is all they do is rugs. Well, we're like, what are you using for protector? And they're like, oh, well, we're the license holder for fiber protector for the Jacksonville area. Oh, well, how do we get that? And he said, well, you're going to have to find out if it's even available. Well, we came back home and we researched it then, and it wasn't available. Another company had it. Well, out of the blue, the phone rang. You know, it's one of those phone calls where you pick it up. You're like, I cannot believe that this person's even calling me. And you get on the other end of the line. He's like, hey, so I have this license and I know you want it. Like, wait, come again? He said, yeah, have your dad call me. I have this license and I know you want it. I want to talk to him. I was like, okay. So I called Dad. I said, hey, give him a call. He wants to talk to you about the license for fiber protector. He said, no. Seriously? I said, yes, seriously. Immediately, the phone, they started talking. A deal happened, and now we are the license holders for the Panhandle area for Fiber Protector. Fiber Protector is a green protector. Comes out of... Well, you know what? I would mess up where it comes out of, and that's why the other part of the surprise is I wanted to bring somebody with me today, because part of this deal, Rhonda came on board with us, and she is the guru for understanding everything, the benefits, the whole nine yards of Fiber Protector. I'm still learning it, and I'm learning a lot from her and gleaning from her, and I wanted to bring Rhonda on today to introduce her, because y'all might hear her every now and then on the end of the mic, especially if Dad's out and I'm having to wear four hats again. But I wanted to introduce her to talk about the benefits of Fiber Protector today.
Yes, and welcome, Rhonda, to the show. I know when I saw Liz and I was like, wait, you have a guest today. I was like, I have not met this person. And I feel like I've met everybody at Elite Services Quality Clean. So I'm so excited to have you on the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what is Fiber Protector?
Well, let's go back. I love history. So let's learn about where it came from. Norway. Fiber Protector was established in Norway in 1995. It made its way here to our shores, the United States, in 2014. But what is Fiber Protector? It has nanotech particles. So what does that mean to you and me? Well, that means it makes an invisible shield around each and every fiber. That provides a barrier against water and oil-based spills. In a nutshell, it's liquid technology. That's my nickname for it. It's liquid technology. It's the best in the world.
Wow. Okay, so, like, help me understand, because I cannot believe that this is kind of, I mean, relatively new. It came here in 2014. Mm-hmm. And so in the Panhandle, you guys are the only people that do this.
The only ones. The nearest one is Jacksonville and Gainesville.
Yes.
Wow.
Going in Florida. Going the other direction, I think Dad looked it up, and it was like Mississippi or something like that. Because the Alabama market was still like, no, yours actually covers over into Mobile.
Ah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that is incredible.
Well, and one of the coolest things about Fiber Protector is in this thing that we're going through right now, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, this kills viruses and bacteria for up to 3 years. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's amazing. So can somebody just say, hey, can you come and put this on my rug? I mean, like, what's the process?
It's very easy. Yeah, they just call and we'll go out and do the rugs. We do upholstery. We do drapes. If we spray drapes, then you don't have to take them down to dry clean them. And the good thing about that is that when you dry clean drapes, sometimes they shrink.
Mm-hmm.
So if we protect them, then it creates this thing called a bacteriostatic environment. So what that means, it makes it inhospitable for viruses and bacteria to reproduce, but also for the dirt and the grime that's in the air to adhere itself to the fibers.
Yeah, helps repel that.
Wow.
Now, I know that...
This is like magic.
Yeah. It is. It is. You know, and to get the most thorough clean you can on your drapery, you want to dry clean it. But we have a process where we can freshen the drapes up, get the dust off of them. I've gotten coffee out of Asos drapes myself. You know, in the last month. I know I always come in with a fun little story of something where there's an oopsie that we fixed and saved for somebody, and that was one of them. But another thing that Rhonda, correct me if I'm wrong, but y'all have caught wind that whenever this protector goes down on rugs that animals have used before as their personal potty pads, that now they're actually deterred from it because of the smells. It is a solvent-based protector, but, again, it's still green, and... Animals are not liking it anymore.
Yes, I have a huge success story. I had someone called me and said, I have this cat, and it's one of those cats that was from Cuba with no tail.
What?
Yeah, and
like a Maine Coon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and it was a Hemingway, because Hemingway had this cat. That's what it was. And this cat would pee on the rug, and they had this big, beautiful new rug that they had just purchased from Duh. And so I came out and I sprayed, they cleaned the rug, and we sprayed the rug, and the cat would not pee on the rug anymore.
Like it was deterred from it.
It has an invisible shield. We can't see it, we can't feel it, we can't touch it. It does not change the feel or the color of the textile whatsoever.
No.
But animals have a very acute sense of smell. So they can smell what's inside the fiber. So the cat no longer wanted to pee on this beautiful rug. It started peeing on the couch.
Yep. It created another problem.
So she called me back and she said, yeah, he's no longer peeing on the rug, but now it's peeing on the couch. So I came out and I sprayed the couch, and the husband offered me to take the cat home with me.
Because the next he's gonna go to our bed, I bet, you know.
Yeah, well, and then there was another big beautiful white round chair overstuffed, you know, with feathers.
Yep.
And that's really hard. And it was soaked through with urine and, you know, dried and everything. And it's really hard to get it out of feathers.
It is.
So, but I ended up just doing the whole entire house.
Yeah.
I did everything. I did the rugs, the couches, the everything, even the kitchen chairs.
Because I can imagine you leaving a house and that owner looking at that cat going, now I dare you to do it again.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Just find a spot.
Yep.
Right?
I just got done
dealing. Let's see what you're made of.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So you just go in and you can spray anything, it sounds like.
Yeah, even I learned wood.
Yep.
Yeah, not sealed, not varnished, but it, like, you know how the new style is, the open face wood. So if you can imagine having a coffee table that's open faced and you spill, say, red wine, it's going to leave like this great big weird pink splotch. But if I fiber protect it, then it doesn't get into the wood grain.
Basically, it seals off all the pores.
Yeah.
In essence, it's like a penetrating sealer does for a concrete floor. Where it gets
awesome.
In there, it seals off the pores. It basically makes a barrier to where nothing can get past that barrier to give you an opportunity to go and get it up. And that's another thing. Rhonda's business cards, we're waiting on them from the printer now. We have a thing on there. It's like red wine resistant.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So for those of you who are driving,
for
those of you who are driving your car, do not do what I'm about to say. But if you're not driving, how many of you have had the problem where you're like, oopsie, I just spilt my red wine and it rolled down the couch and onto the floor?
Yep.
Me.
You need to call us.
You know? Yeah. So Liz, so I got this, I talk about this a lot, but I got the hand woven jute rug because I just love the style. I think it looks, I don't know, I just love it. I mean, I really do. And I was purchasing this rug, and Liz, of course, told me not to get it because, you know, you can't get stains out of it really easily.
Unless if you put fiber protector on it.
And now I'm like, well,
now it's different.
Now my eyebrows are like going up and down. I'm like, now if you can put fiber protector on it and you won't have these issues.
Exactly. And this
so I can have all the jute rugs
years, right?
I want.
This lasts 3 to 5 years, right, Rhonda?
Yes, yes.
Even with cleaning, it's still 3 to 5 years, depending on your traffic and your foot traffic.
Well, and that's what I tell people when they take their slip covers off to wash them. It'll last like up to 7 washings. And if you don't ever walk in an area of the rug, then it'll last way more than 3 years.
Yes.
But it's just, I'm talking about the part of the rug where it gets heavy traffic.
Exactly.
And I did want to, you know, say that there's no product in the world that makes something
completely foolproof,
stain proof.
Yeah,
unless it's a rubber mat.
Exactly.
So, but what we do say is that when we spray it on there, it gives the cleaners a fighting chance.
It does,
to get whatever that is out.
It really does. And if you have fiber protector put on it, when somebody goes to pour, like if somebody spills something, it's going to bead up and it's going to sit on top, almost like your umbrella whenever you're outside and it's raining and you step out from underneath the rain, but you see it's like beaded up on your umbrella. It's that kind of that's what it looks like. It'll do to allow you to get a towel to blot it up to get rid of it before it soaks down in. So
wow.
In essence, is your best offense is a good defense. This is the best defense in your home.
Okay, so is this something that you suggest that everybody should get? I mean, whether they're doing a cleaning right now, can somebody just come in and get the fiber protector, or do they have to like have it associated with a cleaning?
It depends on the what is going on too. If it's brand new furniture, you don't need to have it cleaned.
Yeah,
you,
of course.
You could put
the
fiber protector on there. If it's just you that's been at home and you are a super clean person, then I would think that you could go ahead and get it protected. Now, if you've lived on it for a while and you can definitely tell that it needs a cleaning, then yeah, you're going to want to get it cleaned and then put the protector on it. It's just kind of smart to do it that way.
Well, I think this is, you know, amazing. 850-437-1620. If you have a comment or a question about, you know, the fiber protector or about Elite Services Quality Clean, any of their services that they do provide, that number again is 850-437-1620. I mean, this kind of sounds like a no-brainer to me. Like, why wouldn't you do this?
Exactly. Exactly. It's like me, I've got kids, and I'm going, they spill everything, and I really don't want to chase anything in my own house. So, you know, guess what?
Yeah.
But, well, and I wanted to mention, too, why would you choose Fiber Protector? We're a little bit more expensive than some of the other ones on the market, or you know, going to Lowe's and just getting something off the shelf. Why would you want us to do it? The main reason that I love this and that I was sold on it is that I watched a movie called The Devil We Know.
Okay. Ooh. Side note. Yes. We used to put Scotchgard on everything. Okay, so go ahead and continue. Yes, okay. We saw the light, and that's why we've been trying to light, get Fiber Protector for a while. Go ahead.
Okay, so, and it's by a local homeboy, Papatonio, and he does this Netflix thing, and I watched it. It was part of my homework when I first started learning about Fiber Protector, and I learned about something called PFOAs, and they said all Americans, even babies being born right now, we all have Teflon in our blood. Because of everything being coated in Teflon, including I went home and got rid of all my fry pans, and, you know, just got stainless steel.
Yeah.
You know, and they say, it takes a little bit more scrubbing, but you're not putting those Teflon particles into your body.
Amen.
Yeah. So they are cancer causing. And that's why I love this product, is because you can have your babies on it, your toddlers on it. You can sit on it. It's totally healthy. It's a healthy alternative. And so usually healthy alternatives are a little bit more expensive, like eating healthy. It's a choice.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is a choice.
Well, we do have a phone call. We'll get back to that whole conversation. Okay. We have Bruce from Gulf Breeze. Welcome to the program. What's your comment or question?
So good morning, and I have a general carpet cleaning question. I've been a little apprehensive about scheduling a carpet cleaning because of all the furniture and things that I have in my home. Can you tell me how you go about actually doing the cleaning of the carpet in a home that is just filled with furniture? Would it obviously need to be moved around? Do you all do that? Do I have to do that in advance? What is the process? Thank you.
Not a problem. That's a fantastic question, Bruce. The first thing we're going to do is evaluate the different dynamics that are in your home. And that way we know whether we need to do any kind of urine pre-treating, any specialty spotting, things like that. But what I will say is if there are no breakables on it, if it is not a large piece like a piano, or if it does not have electronics on it, we will move it. We will move your couch. We will move your recliner. We will move your end tables. We will move your nightstand. That's all part of the fee. And then if you know that something sits in one specific spot and you're like, I do not want that moved, then we will actually measure around it so you're not being charged for that square footage because we're not doing anything for it. Now, king size beds and queen size beds, those we will also not move because there is a center post that is up underneath the middle of the bed that if we go to move it, we're going to break that post just because we cannot get to it to stabilize it. If your bed is elevated, I want to say about at least 4 to 5 inches off the ground, our vacuum attachment is able to actually get up underneath the bed because the way it folds over, it can slide right up underneath. So we're actually able to vacuum the carpet underneath your bed as well. So does this help answer the question?
Yeah, it does. I appreciate you taking the time to answer that. Sometimes it's just a simple question like that, you know, chemicals aside and all the other things you're talking about. There's a lot of folks like me that just try to figure out, okay, what do I have to do with my furniture? So I appreciate you taking the time to
answer
that question.
Not a problem. Yeah, you just have to get the breakables taken down. That's it. I mean, because if it's got breakables on it, that we won't be able to touch because we don't want to break your stuff.
So. All right. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bruce. 850-437-1620. We still have time left on the show if you want to give us a call or text. Good question.
Now, if after the show is over, you're like, ooh, I should have asked this question, feel free to give us a call at the office, 453-5544. And if it's about Fiber Protector specifically, Nicole is going to get you in touch with Rhonda. And Rhonda is happy to answer any questions that you've got. Just come up with a question. And then if she doesn't know, guess what? We have always, always, always said that we've got our network of those that are in the know, like all of our mentors and things like that. Well, Rhonda's the same way with Fiber Protector. We've got our mentors in Fiber Protector as well, to where we can take it up the chain and go, wait a minute, what about this? And like, oh, we've already thought about that. Here's the answer. Or, ooh, let's find out, you know? So.
Well, I was surprised last week when I called Idaho. This is where it's based now, is Idaho. And I asked, a lady asked me, well, I have this beautiful marble countertop, beautiful home in Destin, right on 30A.
Yep.
She had just installed marble countertops, didn't seal them, and her children had cut berries.
Oh,
on
no.
White marble. So I called.
No!
Yes! And spilled coffee on the travertine floor, which hadn't been sealed. So
oh
I
my goodness.
And I didn't know. She asked me. She said, well, can you seal this marble? Can you seal this travertine? And I said, I've never been asked that. I know about wood and silk and wool and everything else. And so I called the headquarters, and he said, you know, yes, we don't really, you know, go out there and try to get business sealing marble, but yes, we can. We can seal it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there's, I'm still learning. Yeah, there's so much to learn about this business, and I love it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about, continuous education. And that's why your entire team at Elite Services Quality Clean, I mean, you keep getting those certifications. When something new comes on the market, you know, you do your research, you do everything you can to acquire the best products and yep. the best services, you know, for your clients. Because, I mean, you're here to protect, I mean, these big, I mean, these rugs, I mean, I have so much meaning to so many people.
They
and,
do.
You know, and you guys do such a great job of cleaning. And now with the fiber protector and everything, there's so much you guys have to offer. For, I mean, family owned and operated business, you know, you need to do business with people that you can trust.
Exactly.
And that are local and that, you know, care about you and your belongings and your family. And that's the team at Elite Services Quality Clean.
Yep. And you can find us online at elitequalityclean.com. You can find us on Facebook, Elite Services Quality Clean. And, you know, yeah, if you've got questions, and it doesn't cost a thing for us to send out Tim or myself to come and talk to you about what you've got in your home, or if it's related to fiber protector. Like I said, I'm still learning. And so we're going to be referring a lot with Rhonda here, going like, you understand this. This is her wheelhouse. This is her baby. And she's so passionate about it. And like you said about education, we've got another one. I know you've heard of you've been in our office and you've met Francesca.
Of course.
Her husband, Vincent, is on our team, and he's a journeyman tech, and he has 3 certifications. Oh, David, our rug tech, he's also WoolSafe certified now.
Oh, awesome.
That happened in this last month, too. There's so much. But anyway, Francesca goes, I want to learn how to be a tech. Can I become certified? And I'm like, another queen on the board? Sure, why not? Come on. So she wants to even learn, you know, how to go out and clean carpet and upholstery and stuff like that. So we're going to start putting her through certification classes, too.
Well, yeah. Speaking of certification, I forgot to even say this, but we, FiberTector, we're WoolSafe certified.
Uh-huh.
And we also have the certification of EnviroSeal.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So it's green. And the other thing I love about it, not just the bacteria and the viruses, you know, that it fights that, but it protects against UV sun fading. So if you have a couch
awesome.
in the back of the couch is in the window, or where, you know, the sun comes in on the rug, if I spray that, it's going to protect against it.
Okay, perfect. And, you know, with the virus and everything that's going around, I mean, it's so important to get this done. You're obviously still going into people's homes and,
yes,
and cleaning,
yes.
And we know how important it is. And, you know, now's the time. We're spending so much time at home. Mm-hmm. We're not going on our trips that we planned. You know, you have that, you know, money to, you know, put back into your home. So definitely use that for your rug cleaning, for the fiber protector, for anything they have to offer at Elite Services Quality Clean. So I know you guys are so busy all the time. You know, are you guys, you know, still taking new clients and new appointments and all that?
We are. And you can also bring your rugs and bring your like chairs and things like that too to the shop, and we're able to put the things on there as well, so you can always drop them off. And just last week I had actually 2 different cars last week. One day, one the next day. In the back, one, I would clean some fabric upholstery inside of it. You know, all this rain going on, we can't leave the windows down outside, but we're able to pull it up inside and clean it. I had another car in there last week where I was cleaning and conditioning the leather in it too. So we've got the facility, we've got the technology, we've got the know-how. So yeah, feel free, you can bring it over to our shop at 117 Industrial Boulevard. We're in between W Street and Pensacola Boulevard. You could see Marcus Point from our front door.
Which is good for you because your kiddos are back in school.
Yes. Yes, and loving every minute of it. Matthew's like, Mama, is it time to go to school yet? Yes, son. Go to school.
They've been out for, what, 6-7 months? You know, they're ready. I know parents are ready. Kids are ready all to be back. So kudos to everybody.
Yeah, my little bookworm was ready. So.
I love it. And of course, like I said before, you have to do business with people that you trust. And those are the folks at Elite Services Quality Clean. It's not clean unless it's Elite Services Quality Clean. That's like my favorite.
Well, now we got to work on a new one because we got a fiber protector into that now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could come up with a jingle.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with one now. We got to do it.
I love it. Give us your phone number one more time.
453-5544.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I always love when you guys stop by. If you missed any of this segment, it's going to be available on newsradio923.com. What's going on, Mark?
The first COVID-19 death reported in an area prison. The story coming up after Fox.